Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Although this isn't the most exciting or most popular topic in the world, it is an essential topic to talk about for everyone's life. Estate planning. Today, we actually talk about how to handle crypto and NFTs for estate planning. So let's say you finished, listening to this podcast, got up, and were hit by a bus crossing the street. What would happen to your cryptocurrency? Hopefully, we all live to a ripe old age, but there's a possibility of an accident or illness could cut our time in this world a little bit short. So if the worst happens to you, it's critical to have a plan in place to hand off your crypto accounts to your chosen heirs. You don't want to let probate handle it, trust me. Well, my wife knows that if anything happens to me, she should give some specific papers and hardware wallets to a close friend that knows how to use them. There are better ways to manage your digital portfolio's future. So let's go ahead and dive into estate planning for crypto and NFTs. First, passing cryptocurrency and NFTs to your loved ones. Crypto experts know about public wallet addresses, private keys, seed phrases, crypto exchanges, and turning digital money into fiat. Do your spouse, parents, or kids have any of that knowledge too? Do they have any idea what you're talking about? If not, you need to create a detailed cryptocurrency estate plan. Your cryptocurrency estate plan is made up of two parts. Oh, but before we get to those two parts, just a quick word of warning. Anyone with your cryptocurrency secret key or seed phrase can access and withdraw your digital assets. Keep this information secure and only share it with trusted individuals. Okay, now to the two cryptocurrency estate plan parts. One, asset access and transfer instructions. It's best to create detailed step-by-step instructions on what should happen, including how to sell if necessary. Number two, tax planning. If you're lucky enough to be a crypto millionaire, well done, or even a US dollar millionaire, you may owe estate taxes. There are many stories about people losing access to precious crypto wallets due to lost hard drives and misplaced seed phrases. Ugh. It would be a shame to deprive your loved ones of any money because they don't know how to access it. Yeah, honey, I had 1,000 Bitcoin in this hard drive, but I don't know where it is. Ugh! Estate taxes for crypto and NFTs. Let's talk about those taxes, by the way. And really, they only apply to those giving more than $11 million in assets to an individual or $23 million to a couple. So, it probably won't apply to you. But if it does, it's a good idea to consult with an estate planning expert. If your heir owes estate taxes, it could help them to have a plan for what they can sell from your crypto portfolio to cover that liability. Many people don't have the cash on hand to cover estate taxes from savings. One thing we don't recommend is sending your cryptocurrency to a guy with a Russian accent who promises to help you avoid taxes. Oh, that was a terrible Russian accent. I'm sorry. Anyway, the cryptocurrency world is ripe for scams. That's our point. So only work with trusted exchanges and providers when managing any cryptocurrency. Let's take a look at some strategies to safely include crypto in your estate plan. If you pass away and have some money in a bank, your family can go through a process called probate to gain access to your funds. If you have a will, you won't need to leave it up to the courts, though. So make a will. And by the way, probate is not going to work if your crypto is locked away and you are the only one with the password. This document should be kept somewhere safe by your family and included with a will or trust documents if you have them. You should also provide a secure list of your keys or seed phrases somewhere your heirs can access. Tools to hand over your digital assets if you pass away. Consider using one of these tools, any one of these that we're going to mention, to ensure your family or another designee can access your digital assets. Remember to keep all this information completely private and secure, as anyone with your keys or seed phrase can help themselves to your assets. The first tool you can use is a password manager. Any regular web user should consider using a password manager to keep all your usernames and passwords safely encrypted behind one master password. Ensure your heirs know about your password manager account, have the password, and know how to use your two-factor setup. If you're into open source software, Bitwarden is a good choice. You can also use physical backups. You know, a piece of paper containing wallet addresses, keys, and seed phrases ensures nothing is lost or forgotten. Some companies sell fireproof metal devices to help your seed phrase stay safe. You can also use a hardware wallet. You can restore your seed phrase to a second hardware wallet, which you can hand off to an heir or keep with your estate planning documents. Ledger and Trezor are among the most popular hardware wallets. In addition to giving access to any exchange accounts and wallets, it's not a bad idea to make a complete list of every account and what's in those accounts. This will help your heirs while managing your estate. You may already have a list like this from preparing your annual cryptocurrency taxes, by the way. And the last point we'll make, don't ignore a potential worst-case scenario. Few people like to think about it, we know. But we all will die someday. The death rate, last I checked, is 100%. An estate plan is vital to ensure your family gets all of your money, investments, and other assets. When building your estate plan, don't forget about cryptocurrency and take the extra steps to ensure your crypto stays in your family for generations to come. And that is our show for today. I hope it got your wheels turning. Some things to think about that you don't really like to think about. But it's good to think about it. Anyway, thanks so much for stopping by to the Cult of Money podcast. If you want to find out more, dig a little bit deeper, maybe even check out some of the things we talked about in this show, you can find it at cultofmoney.com. You can also follow us on social media too. Pretty much anywhere. Just search for us. You'll find us. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you again real soon.